Es gaat over zeggen dat je bij rechts verschijnt met wat je hem zegt de beide daf of beis. De Mishnah zei wein zoik met haar menorah effect. Maar what's wrong with standing up a candlestick? So Rav Chinen of our business explained the Mishnah is discussing a modular menorah that one is putting back together. Bisham say it's also because they hold that it's an iser in building kalim. Bishil say it's mutter because they say there's no iser in building kalim. Zaknamar Ula's attendant once straightened the candlestick in Rabbi Yehuda's house so as to move the oil away from the wick and cause the fire to go out. Rabbi Yehuda asked, the Bryce says that removing oil from a lamp, thereby causing it to go out, is also as extinguishing a fire. Ula told him, my attendant did that without asking me first. Rav said trimming a wick on Yom Tov is allowed because it helps the flame burn better. Abba Bar Masa asked Abaya, may one extinguish a flame on Yom Tov to darken a room for purposes of Tashmish? Abaya said, let him go to another room in the house. Abba asked, what if there's no other room? Abaya said, he can set up a partition to block the lamp. He asked, what if there's no partition? He said, he should cover up the lamp with a keli. He said, what if there's no keli? Abaya said, it would be usur. Jack Mar Brice says that one may not extinguish a piece of wood on Yom Tov if his intent is to save the wood for another time, but he may do so if he's trying to prevent the smoke in the house. We see that extinguishing is allowed for a Yom Tov purpose, and the same should be for Tashmish on Yom Tov as well. Abaya answered, the Brice follows Rabbi Yehuda. However, the Rabbanim would say that it's usur. In fact, more Abaya asked Rabbah, may one extinguish a fire on Yom Tov? Clearly, to save a life, one may, but may one do so to prevent a financial loss? The house is burning down, chas v'shalom. Rabbi said it's also. Rabbi asked from the Brice above that extinguishing a fire for Yom Tov needs is permitted and saving a house is also a Yom Tov need. Rabbi said the Brice only follows Rabbi Yehuda. Fekmer Rabbi Ashi asked Amemar, may one apply eye medicine on Yom Tov? Clearly, when there's a threat to the life, it may be done, but may be done when the medical condition is not threatening or just to improve one's eyesight. Amemar said it's also. Rabbi Ashi asked from the above Brice, and Amemar answered that it only follows Rabbi Yehuda. Amemar allowed someone to have eye medication applied by a goy on Shabbos. Some say that he himself had a goy apply eye medication to him on Shabbos. Rashi asked, an application by a goy is only allowed when the yid doesn't help along, but here the yid is helping by closing and opening his eyes by blinking. Amemar said, helping this type of helping is insignificant and doesn't create any problems regarding halacha. Amemar allowed one to apply eye medication on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Rav Ashi asked, we find that Rav treated the second day of Rosh Hashanah more leniently only in regard to burying the mason, but not for any other reason. Amemar answered, I hold like the Nardoi, who treat the second day of Rosh Hashanah more leniently in all respects. Mishnah said, V'ein oifen pitan gritzen ella rikikin. Brisa says, Bisham I say, one may not bake thick loaves on Pesach. It takes longer to bake and may become chametz before it gets baked. Beis Hillel allow it. Jack Mar, how thick of a loaf would Beis Hillel allow to be baked? Or Huna said, a tefach thick, as we find the lechem upon him was a tefach thick, even though it wasn't allowed to become chametz. Or Yosef asked, maybe we allowed the lechem upon him to be that thick because it was, number one, made by Kahanim, were more careful. It was also made of well worked out dough. It was baked with very dry wood. It was baked in a very hot oven. It was baked in a metal oven. However, regular Pesach breads that are not made in this way, maybe would not be allowed to be made a tefach thick. Zaktumar, Rav, according to another version of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, said that when the Brisa says thick loaves, it means many loaves, not thick loaves, meaning more than needed to be eaten on the Yom Tov. The Brisa calls it thick either because the kneading process for all the loaves creates a large thick dough, or because in the place of the Tana, they would call many loaves by the words Passover. So why does Beis Shammai say it's Osir? So if the reason is because he's baking more than he needs, why does the Brisa seem to say it's only a problem in Pesach? It's really the same problem in Yom Tov. And for the Gemara, Beis Shammai would say this regarding all Yom Tovim. The reason why the Brisa was taught in terms of Pesach is because it was meant on Pesach. So therefore, they spoke about in Yonah D'Yoma. Zok the Mishnah, he, meaning Rabbi Gamliel, also ruled leniently regarding three matters. He said, number one, we may sweep the dining room. Number two, we may place besom on burning coals on Yom Tov. And number three, we may roast a goat on Pesach night in today's times, lachar churban, in the same way that it was roasted as a carbon Pesach. However, the Chum said these three things are usur. Zakhmar Rasi said the machalik is only regarding burning the besom under clothing to make them smell nice. However, all would agree that burning besom to make a room smell good would be mutter. Fact, Moina Bryce or Beloz Bar Tzodik discusses the machalik and clearly says that it's regarding burning besom to make a room smell nice. So the Gemara, and for the Gemara, what Rav Asi must have said was that the machloikis is only regarding making a room smell nice. However, all would agree that it would be osur to burn besamim on Yom Tov to make clothing smell nice.